crazy. I think they tried to clean it up. Hope somebody would. Yeah, I mean, you can do one thing to make it look like it's not just an abandoned. But yeah. Well, I tell you, it's going to be, you know, you're at that whole slide where you're losing daylight. It bottoms out in December, but starts coming back. But yeah, this is that little shroom part before it goes.
But don't we also, when they do the
Yeah.
It gets even darker.
Oh, yeah. But, well, no. Daylight savings is all about the mornings. So, what, right now is 7? You know, this will be 6. This will be a quarter of 6. Of course, you know, you're dealing with the fact that you we'll have lost another 20 minutes or so by then. So it makes it so that waking up at 6 is not a bad deal. There's always keep goofing around on it. It doesn't make any sense. What's going to throw it back in another week? And you go, why? Why on earth is that important? Oh, well, it's going to do this, it's going to do this, it's going to save us a lot of money. You go, boy, I think there's enough studies done that prove it just doesn't do much of anything.
That's a pretty good
move. It is. I need to do. I'm here for you. Someday.
You just walk down there, it's so dark.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think about the bathroom or somewhere.
Oh.
Now, it was right up in here.
Yeah.
And now it's here.
Oh.
What's going on?
So I'll slide down.
Yeah.
It's scary. Slide them in.
And then, you turn to the
might be the way. Bouncy dog.
No, the ladies are halfway between dogs.
Oh, it's just that huge, desperate need to know what the heck's going on. I wonder if he's on a trampoline.
I know, that's what I thought.
Sure.
Oh, you
got him. Yeah. You know, have a more nervous dog than a nervous, you know, dog who can't see things. The humans don't get it. We've spent most of our lives trying to figure out how not to see things. Sprinkler going or something. Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Well.
Wow, Matt, you weren't kidding, there was a cloud over there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the sun hasn't come up yet and blinded me.
Oh, good. Life is good.
It's hidden by a cloud.
Oh, the moon's down so far, I can't see it past that building. There it is. Okay, just checking. Doesn't seem as big as it was. Yeah? A dream? Yeah? Yeah?
And I was in the field, and there was this wagon.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like the sun went out.
Oh.
And we both looked at it. And it looked like we went like the sky.
Yeah?
And it was completely dark.
Wow.
And I just started seeing it for years.
Oh.
So what does that have to do with anything? Dream.
Oh.
Why did I tell my dad to do it again?
Yeah.
About this rabbit.
Oh.
That goes with you.
Oh. Hey, I just got a teacher at all. Alright. Most of your dreams don't include me.
My dad was there.
Yeah.
For you.
I think so.
Well,
how
do you make sense out of that dream?
I don't know. The Earth is going to be moved. And yeah, it would appear like that from our vantage point. That all of a sudden the sun was doing something you weren't accustomed to doing and just kind of fled away. You know? It's like the Lord putting a few retro rockets on, you know, attached to the sides and decided to move the Earth from its orbit now to a whole different place. So I don't know how that's going to be like, but apparently it's not going to be catastrophic at all, as people would suppose it would be. Of course, they all think that if something like that were to happen, it would be because the sun went out. And you go, yeah. But most of our energy supplies, that's why people say, oh, you need to do solar, and you go, nah, I wouldn't do solar. Not as your only source of anything upon which life depends, because that's a bad idea. Just because, yeah, the sun is, God's already warned us. Don't put your eggs in that basket. I don't know how it'll affect wind. Anyway. And no telling how long it's going to take to get from where we are now to where we're, to the return of where we're supposed to be. But I don't think that's, I don't know. I think that's more of a millennium thing, you know? If it's a progressive sort of thing, I think it kind of, I don't know where the terrestrial situation. I don't know. I think that's a description of the celestial part. But I don't know if we're, if where we are now really is an acceptable spot for a terrestrial world. One speculates that each galaxy is kind of God's domain. The funny thing is, we can see, if that's true, we can see the domains of other gods. Now there's something far away that we'll never figure out anything that way. But yeah. Yeah. Not anything else. I see her moving. Anyway, so we'll speculate that Kolob and the kind of stuff like that is kind of at the galactic center, where there's tons and tons and tons of light and tons and tons and tons of stuff. You know, and that we're pretty far out on an arm. Still in orbit around that thing, but, you know, not so much. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I was reading a picture, I don't know where, but it was talking about even the elements and how can make the
heat.
Sure.
So I think it is. Okay. Yeah. It could. Certainly could be. Kind of a consistent thing with not being on the planet to begin with, when it's happening, that he's going to raise people up somehow, you know, because you don't know how. Don't really know. So. Yeah. Cleansing! He brings up the cleansing power of fire on occasion in the literature. I wonder why he tells us all this too, because a whole lot of it really has nothing to do with us. You know, there's nothing we need to do besides be righteous, following him. In fact, I think that is pretty much the whole thing by and large. And yeah, so when people talk about climate change, you're going, I don't know why you're talking about stuff that you have absolutely no means to do anything about. This is just cockiness talking. You guys don't understand just how small we really are compared to the amazing forces that are out there. So your biggest thing is make sure you're not spending your time opposing those forces. Because chances are you'll just get crushed. And that's kind of, I think that's kind of half, sometimes what he says. We have all this power, even though we don't. That's why it all comes down to the individual. Your personal actions, personal things, what you're up to, is the other stuff. I don't know who dreamed up this whole thing, that we're going to be able to have any effect at all on anything that's bigger than us. Mr. Popo! You know, it's funny how the presentation of police forces has become really kind of dark and sinister and scary, you know? Souped up. Black cars with no indication at all of what they are. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I hope he likes it. Every day?
Yep.
Okay. I guess you don't have something you're already paying for on the other side. That makes sense, huh?
Well, she's
yeah, she's a superintendent. They usually pay them pretty well. Yeah.
On the bottom.
We'll just see how it goes. Thinking?
Maybe.
This guy's on no agenda to get Hillary Clinton's arrested.
Yeah. A little help.
saver. Thank you. I think. Yeah. too much water. So I'm getting this weird clicking out of it. I don't want to take a turn, so I think I need to replace the CV tonight. Of course, I remember the last time I had somebody do work like that, replace the wheel bearing, they screwed it up, and it was into that car, and it was like rain. I even took it back. Within about 10 minutes, I said, no, this is bad. This is much worse than the noise I was hearing before. He said, oh, don't worry about it. It'll work itself out. I was like, yeah, it did. Most of the time, it ground itself down to nothing. It was impossible to repair. Oh, you're fine. Sorry. I live. So, yeah. Gotta think about that. About it until I get the house set up. So I know what I'm looking for, looking at in the future. pretty good. You know? Put the shell on it, all that. You should get sleep in the back of that one. It works really good. Oh yeah, I couldn't make it in there. That one's got a little bitty bed. Fine for her. Yeah. I don't know though, when it gets cold, I gotta go more often. Yeah? You're so slug. Yes, ma'am. Sure is.
So hot.
So hot?
I'm sweating. Thank you. that they really planned any of that. Yeah, I think this is an actual lot. It just never sold. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's actually a lot. It could be the backyard of these guys, but... Well, I don't know, they got a lot in front. And that's what a lot of these ones up here in this section are like. You know? They had really big setbacks. Wow, yeah, that place, I guess. If you want it, yeah. Expanded.
Well,
there's broken windows and crap. I guess. If you say somebody's living there, I might believe you. I would. You know, they fixed up enough of it. Livable. Something with it. They're just letting it rot. Which is a shame. It's a cool house, but yeah, too many levels. House made for a young family. Young families don't have money, so it's like, oh, I'll never go to those kinds of people. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying now. I apologize. Sorry. There's plenty of space. Wide old streets, you know.
I'm just
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Back into the car and nobody ever even know you were gone for the attitude you got. Like, how people kind of glad to disappear. Including your parents, maybe. No. Somebody loves you no matter what. Although they might be. Kind of a sigh of saying, "Oh, now I don't have to worry about that." The part is that the city come and harass them about mowing their yard. Well, the good thing is most of them just keep it natural and ignore it.
Yeah.
And you go, well, that's probably the only way you can handle it. Block that one. So, hope it works. It's like people own 5 acres and you see them out there mowing it and you're going, yeah, it kind of does. Although they could have planned it or just encouraged. Good stuff. Huh? Yeah? Oh my gosh. Well, whatever turns them on. Like I said, you know, if this is the kind of life you want to have, by and large. A life of abject landscaping. Which I don't. I'm not interested in that. And I get the impression, she who's gorgeous, that although you would love to have beautiful landscaping, but you kind of lack the incentive or you know, the gumption to do much that way.
I would like to have beautiful landscape, but have to plant stuff that's easy to maintain.
Yeah. Sure. Everybody's out and about and doing stuff.